Welcome back to another episode of the KKLZ Morning Show.
Hey, turn it off!
With Mike O'Brien and Carla Ray.
Good morning, sunshine. Feel as good as you look?
Can you spell that for us?
Another glorious morning. Makes me sick.
Hey, do you guys suck this bad every day, or is today just a special day?
I can no longer hold my tongue.
Hold your tongue.
Are you gonna do the thing?
I don't do that tongue thing.
No, not the tongue thing.
I mean, really? That business with your tongue? What is that? That is disgusting.
Can we get started, please?
You watch your tongue.
Showtime.
Oh, you love the tongue thing. 608, Mike and Carla Morning Show, along with our executive producer, Morty, kicking off a brand new work week, final week of July.
Yes, it is.
Where has the year gone by?
Who even knows? Who even knows?
Or cares?
We have no markers anymore.
Nope. Today is just like yesterday. Show number 1,931.
Yes.
If my math is correct, so we're getting closer to that 2,000 mark.
Nice.
Another guess?
Yeah.
The big box?
I hope it happens this week.
Even over the weekend, a couple of pieces revealed for the big box. Details on that here in a couple of minutes. Sunshine today, going to be a little breezy. Wasn't too bad over the weekend.
No, it wasn't bad.
High in the low 100s once again, maybe 109 the high tomorrow, 84 now, and your hair looks fabulous.
Thank
if
you.
I can say
Thank
that,
you so. Very much, Mike. Thank you. Got a little cut, a little bit of color, a little bit. I feel refreshed now, feel a little younger.
Whole new attitude.
Yeah. I have a new attitude.
Good for you.
Thank
By the
you.
Way.
Yes.
I'd be remiss if we didn't mention that it's National Bagpipe
yes,
Day.
Yes, it is. So how about that?
Play some bagpipe music. Keep it contemporary.
Wow.
You know, keep it updated.
Yeah. Hey, if you're not awake yet. God, a little something from Pharrell for ya. Who out there? Who
is that
among
Ross?
Us isn't happy, huh?
Is that Ross from
yeah,
Friends?
Yeah, I know, playing on his keyboard, right?
Yeah, National Bagpipe Day
yes,
today.
It is. Oh, don't worry. We'll have all sorts of bagpipe goodness for you throughout the show.
We got you covered.
I
all
picked
right.
out some good stuff that you'll know
did
and
you?
Love. I did, Mike. I love this.
I come to find out bagpipe music is almost like the mariachis.
Yeah.
Where every
I
song,
know.
No matter how current or how popular the song,
yeah.
it all sounds the same.
Sounds the same. Yes, it does. But I like this. I
Cut
like
that,
it.
Please. Thank you. All right. Carla's first take on some entertainment news.
All right. Are we ready?
Yeah. It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
See, it's stuck in my head now.
Right?
Oh, wow. Boy, speaking of music, according to Variety, Taylor Swift's new album, Folklore, that she dropped very, you know, unexpectedly
Out of
for
nowhere.
Her fans. Yeah, on Friday. Sold more than 1.3 million copies worldwide in 24 hours. It broke the global record for first day album streams on Spotify by a female artist with just over 80 million streams.
Wow.
I know it.
I don't know if people realize how mind-boggling that
it
is.
It really is, especially right now with so many things going on and, mm-hmm. and you know, you can't. You know, you just can talk about your music being released now. You're not in the studio. You're not on TV shows
yeah.
the way you were. They say now the first week sales, we won't know till next week what those are, but they say it's already on track to be the biggest debut of 2020, and I wouldn't doubt that. I actually listened to some of it, and Morty, I don't know if you have. I know you're not a big Taylor Swift music fan.
No, I thought it was
but
good.
It's really good.
It folk is
oh,
definitely the word.
Yeah, she just goes from like pop to like almost, I don't even know, like maybe alternative-y pop.
Yeah.
And then now it's, I don't know. The girl is amazing. And she must have some really great people surrounding her, as I know, Mike, you knew some of them at one time.
Yeah.
You know, a few years back. So she's pretty amazing.
Mm-hmm.
People enjoying those cutouts at a lot of the baseball games, especially in Dodger Stadium, because they have a bunch of celebrities now they've also put in there. They've got Tommy Lasorda is in the stands, by the way. They have a cutout of him, Rob Lowe. Mario Lopez. They got Bryan Cranston out there.
But where's Mary Hart?
She's there.
Is she?
Mary Hart's there. Yeah, she's now, there. She's like in the front row.
Jody, being a Padre fan, we watched some Padre baseball.
Yeah, there are no celebrities there.
No, well, it's Petco Park, so they have animals.
Yes, they do.
Here's my question.
I love that.
Why do they still have the netting up?
Yeah, I don't know.
Take the netting down.
You might knock one of those over.
I think that would be hilarious.
Pay good money for those.
You know,
things,
a foul ball takes a head off or something.
Yeah, it still may happen. Now, Dodgers seems to be quite popular just because of that. It's kind of a Where's Waldo, but most of their stands leave, you know, what, like fifth, sixth inning.
Someone trailed the A's. Did you see that?
Yes, yes,
I saw
that.
They put a trash can?
Yeah. Yes. Oh, man. And speaking of the Oakland A's, Tom Hanks, he recorded some, he's a vendor. He's a vendor over at A's Stadium. He's selling hot dogs.
Hold on for a second.
Oh, do you have that?
Yeah.
It's okay, we can play it later if you don't have it.
No, this is Tom Hanks.
There you go.
Pimping hot dogs at the Oakland Coliseum.
Hot dog! Colossal hot dog! Hot dogs here. Colossal hot dog!
Colossal.
Not a ball game without a hot dog. Who wants a hot dog? Hot dog here. Hot dog.
He has to have one of the most recognizable voices.
He does. Yes, he absolutely does.
Okay.
And a lot of, you know, we can talk about them, but a lot of celebrity deaths over the weekend. Olivia de Havilland, 104 years old. We mentioned her birthday a couple of weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
Peter Green, original member of Fleetwood Mac. And, of course, Regis Philbin. And we will talk more about that as we move along. What an icon he was. For now, that is my take. Brought to you by D.R. Horton, America's builder and equal housing opportunity builder.
Keeping track of Mike and Carla's big box on our website. A couple of pieces removed from the box over the weekend. Again, another piece a little later on. In fact, in about a little over 30 minutes from now. But how would you like to take a shot and tell us all five pieces in the box?
Okay.
And win that incredible prize one. In phase one of the 96 Days of Summer. Wake up. Let's go. 702-739-9636. If you think you know all five items in Mike and Carla's big box, dial it up. Got to be over 21. 702-739-9636. Good luck.
96.3 KKLZ presents the 96 Days of Summer. If you can correctly identify all five everyday items in Mike and Carla's big box, you'll win the grand prize package courtesy of Top Golf, the Westin Lake Las Vegas Resort, and a San Diego, California getaway. It's time.
Carla, we have Jean on the phone again. She has been playing quite a long time.
Yes.
Yes.
And so Jean, you know the drill.
I do.
Just give us all five items in Mike and Carla's virtual box, and you could be a winner, so go ahead.
Okay, a ribeye steak, a seashell, an answering machine, a trash can, and how about a 2020 calendar?
Oh, Gene.
I don't know, Gene. You're so close, man. You're so close in this
Four
game.
Four out of five.
Yes.
Okay.
So cross that off.
I'm going to cross that one off.
And, of course, you know you can play as many times as you want. Your next chance to play in the 8 o'clock hour. So make sure you're listening. And, by the way, we'll reveal another piece of the box in about 20 minutes from now.
Okay. Thank you.
I think there's so many people out there with, like, a long list of things they've crossed off.
Yeah, I know it. That's good. That's a good thing.
But again, you can play in the 8 o'clock hour. Carly, you had mentioned entertainment news, quite the weekend for celebrity passings. And one being, of course, Regis Philbin, who, how old was he? He was
88 years old. Yeah.
And it seemed like he was 88 forever.
Yeah, he always looked a little older. He always did. At least, he always looked a little older.
Now, I remember him from the Joey Bishop talk show. Mm-hmm. He was kind of like his Ed McMahon.
Yes, he was.
And, of course, he'd been around. I think Regis had been around for a long, long time before people realized who he actually was.
Right.
And made popular, of course, with Regis and,
stop it. Really? Don't you do that.
Regis and Kathy Lee.
Right.
And had a great career. David Letterman used to love having him on his show.
Mm-hmm.
Here's David with, he was actually on Regis and Kelly.
Right.
Talking about Regis Philbin.
The bigger they are, as in your case, the easier it is to make fun of, because I couldn't put a wrinkle in your suit. I couldn't. Regis Philbin, myself, Jay Leno, Pat Sajak, does he have a show?
No.
All of us put together could not carry your toupee.
So that's Letterman on Regis's show at the time. And, of course, Letterman would have him on all the time. And you said...
He had him on a lot. And they recorded. They did their show right there, I believe, in his studio down the way.
Mm-hmm. You know, down the hallway or something like that.
Around the corner-ish. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
One other, you mentioned Peter Green, original member of Fleetwood Mac.
Yeah.
He was 73. Boy, what a life he had.
Yeah, he had a rough go. He really did. Yeah.
But here he is. If the voice might sound familiar, here's his version of Black Magic Woman.
You got a black magic woman. You got a black magic woman.
What a great voice.
Yeah, they did this before Santana.
Right.
You got me so blind I can't see. She's a black magic woman and she's trying to make a devil out of me.
Peter Green passing away at the age of only 73. Yeah. And then the third, Olivia de Havilland.
Well, yeah. And somebody literally wrote on Twitter, I haven't read any, you know, tributes to her. Well, her friends are all dead.
Yeah.
Who's going to tribute her? She was 104. Jeez, I haven't read anything. Who...
Yeah, I haven't read anything about her for 50 years.
Who's left? She, you know, God love her. She may not have even known. 104.
She outlasted them all.
Yeah. I haven't seen any tributes. Well, who's worked with her? Jeez.
Yeah.
God.
And I love the post every once in a while. You'll see it. How did she die? Well, she was 104.
I don't know how you think she died. Yeah. Oh, that's sad. Is it really? I always say when somebody's well over 100 or even 100, is it sad?
Yeah.
I don't know if it's that sad anymore. I really don't know that it's that sad.
So a sad weekend for celebrities passing away.
It's the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
Cheap bastards.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Always a phone call away at 702-739-9636. You can use that number to text. Either way, we'd love to hear from you this morning. 7-11, National Bagpipe Day.
Yes. This is Toto's Africa.
You know what? Who hasn't done a version of Africa?
I know.
It only seems right and natural that you do... By the way, it's National Scotch Day today.
I love scotch. I love scotch. Scotch is got scotch. Here it goes down into my belly.
I know you like a good bottle of red wine.
I do, but I like a good scotch, man. You know I like a good scotch. Yeah.
And now that I've started watching Blue Bloods.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
That's all they drink is scotch.
Yeah, they like scotch on
there. That is the drinkiest, eatiest family I've ever seen on TV.
Oh, they're always eating. They're always eating. It's like, how are you guys fighting the crime? And you, attorney, and you're on the street. You're a beat cop. And there you family dinner. Yeah. Here we go.
My grandpa always makes sure that everyone's there for family dinner.
Yes. And don't talk shop. No. You guys do not talk shop.
Man.
Don't do that. That gets you in trouble at the dinner table.
And do they ever stay in their own homes? Come on.
No. Right. No.
Well, happy Scotch Day.
Yes.
To you, Carla, and everybody else who enjoys a nice malted scotch.
Oh, man, yes.
Sunshine breezy today, high 106, 109 the high, and they say it's going to get hotter.
Mm-hmm.
So expect those heat warnings when it gets to about a buck 12. A little bit later on in the week, 86 now. Just a few things we think you should know.
Coming on the air to bring you essential news. Just a few things Mike and Carla think you should know.
Here we go.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Well, since the beginning of the pandemic, apparently, ice cream sales, they just kept going up, up, up. They've increased about 30%. So, very popular. I was craving ice cream over the weekend. I don't know if it's just the heat or what, but it's very popular. Again,
we've noticed an ice cream man going through our neighborhood every once in a while.
If I were still driving that truck like I did in college for 2 weeks, I would be taking advantage of this thing.
Yeah.
Did you drive the truck or did you have the pedal bicycle?
Oh, no, I drove the truck.
Oh, okay.
It was a big truck, too, that I couldn't see very well out of. Watch it, kids, watch it! On the side, there.
I think, Morty, I would love to see you as an ice cream woman.
If I could get a truck, if somebody had one, I would certainly take it out and drive
You
it,
and a bunch
man.
Of little kids all day.
Oh,
just...
they I couldn't stand them. They loved me. It's like, just, oh, God, back off, back off. Like a bunch of cockroaches, back off! What a tie! Jeez.
She's the meanest ice cream person ever.
She's not very nice. I would give them away, too, every once in a while, just to get them to leave. Like, go! Go! Guy who owned the
Morty,
truck
I could
like,
see her throwing drumsticks
just
to get them away from the,
it is
the truck.
No joke. And the guy who owned the truck was like, why? You're not making a lot of money for me.
I'm doing the math here.
I'm just getting them away. Listen, you want to spoil your kid? Bugatti is making a $35,000 electric car for your kids just in time for Christmas. Yeah.
Oh.
$35,000. There's only 500 of them being produced. They go about 12 miles an hour, although you can pay a little more and get a faster version. Yeah. So there you go, up to 8 years old on this. So, sure.
Great.
Okay, then, Mike, maybe for Ethan, maybe you can do that.
Sure.
Why not?
Or you can just buy him a real car.
Yes, yes, exactly.
That goes faster.
Yeah.
And listen, never fear, people, if you were planning on going to the Texas Testicle Festival, it will still be August 1st. They say we are not rescheduling it. It's happening. And if you don't know what that is, that's testicles from calves, lambs, roosters, turkeys, lots of different animals. Those are considered delicacies in a lot of places. So people who enjoy eating animal testicles, this is the festival for you.
Yeah.
So mark it on your calendar. It's just around the corner, August 1st, the Texas Testicle Festival.
When a lot of conventions are canceling and going virtual.
Yeah, I'm going to see if I can just order a T-shirt for this one, however. Wow.
I don't really want to go. I just want a T-shirt or a hat.
Yes, the TTF. The TTF. I got it from the TTF. Wow, it is Monday. I'll tell you a few things you should know. Sponsored by our friends at Sam and Ash. What's right?
Carla, read this email that we got, and then we'll let listeners chime in.
Oh, this is hilarious.
To tell us what they would do if they were in this situation.
Yeah. Now, one of our listeners said, hey, guys, she said, I've been talking with a guy that I met on Match, you know, early on during this whole pandemic. We've been FaceTiming recently. And he's great, really nice guy, very, very smart.
Mm-hmm.
But I notice he's always watching cartoons. He has a TV, you know, that there are cartoons on a lot. And part of his place, I'm assuming it's his living room or something, is decorated, you know, looks like a kid's place. he's got, like, action figurines, Star Wars, Morty.
There might be a reason why.
A lot of them. He says, yes, he's a total kid at heart. She said, I think it's kind of weird. He's 28 years old. Should he still be into these figurines and such? Or am I just being too critical? You know, is this...
As a woman, at what point do you go, oh, that's so cute?
Right.
Or do you say, all right, it's a little weird?
Yeah, that's what she said. Is he boyfriend material or should I just run now?
Well, you really haven't met him, though, right? I mean, they've only been video chatting.
They have, and though, I don't know. Sometimes I think that tells you even more about someone, when you can see their place and all of that stuff.
Even before the person-to-person thing?
Yeah, as opposed to them taking you out to a really nice dinner somewhere, and you know, then, of course, you're just going to expect that from
I feel she shouldn't be so judgmental, because
Well, of course you would, Morty.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Mr. Star Wars figures everywhere and stuff like that.
But she's probably got stuff in her place.
Well, and I actually probably would agree with you. I don't know. I want to put it out there because I think there are a couple different sides of this.
Maybe so. Maybe
cool.
There's a woman listening this morning that has run into this where she met a guy, went over to his place, and saw all the kids' stuff and the baseball pennants and stuff like that.
And he was dressed as a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle.
No, this is just for you. I was just doing this.
You can wear any T-shirt you want, but that one.
But not that one.
702-739-9636. Has this happened to you? Have you run into this situation? What do you do, or what would you tell our woman, our female listener who emailed us with this problem this morning? 702-739-9636. Text or call. Either way, we need you to chime in. It's Aerosmith, Sweet Emotion.
What's going on?
Are you ready for more? The Mike and Carla Morning Show is back.
If you don't instantly fall in love with it, you can return it for a full refund.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
So we just want to know, what would you do? This woman emailed us and said, listen, I've been chatting with this guy, video chatting with this guy. Seems kind of cool. Very nice guy. But I started noticing every time we video chat, he's got cartoons playing in the background.
Yes.
I can see his room, and it's a bunch of figurines and stuff like that. And he said, well, I'm just a kid at heart.
Right.
Should I be a little worried? Sean's on the phone. Sean, what do you think?
Okay, so I'm 43 years old. My bills are paid. I got a 17-year-old kid. I'm the biggest DBZ fan you could ever imagine.
Oh, boy.
I got figurines. I got tattoos all over my body.
Mm-hmm.
They're tasteful. There's nothing wrong with them. The way I see it is just, if you're a big kid at heart and you're a big kid at heart, find yourself somebody who is in that same situation and can be a part of that. If not, run.
I think you're right, actually, in many ways. I mean, I it's interesting, some of the responses that I'm getting, and I think you'll appreciate some of these.
Oh, yeah, it's everybody's individual taste.
Right.
Nobody wants to admit that they still like figurines. I still like He-Man and Battle Cat and you know, all the favorite things that we had when we were a kid. So there's nothing to be ashamed of that.
As long
as your bills are paid and you're not, you know, all psycho and cosplayish, then you're okay.
So, good point. When
I don't know your current situation, if you're married, dating, whatever the case may be. But
I always stay single. Kids are good and they're old.
But when a woman comes over and she sees all this, what's her first reaction?
Well, see that, and this is no offense towards anybody. In my particular case, I'm not here to please anybody. So if you can't appreciate or accept what is in a person's home that intrigues them, then it's probably not the right person for you.
There you go.
I think that you and Morty should be dating, actually. I think you guys would get along great.
Not that there's anything wrong with that.
No.
All right, Sean. Have a great day, buddy.
You too, boss. Have a good one.
So if you want to call or text 702-739-9636, some of the reaction.
Yeah, it's interesting. Barbara said, you know, I think a lot of times those kind of guys usually just need someone to bring balance. That's all. What's wrong with him doing that when he has his own space and pays his own bills? He's a geek. A lot of us are. Somebody said, is he still living with his parents? No, I get the impression she said his apartment. She sees, you know, this in his apartment. So, and Michael said, I agree with Morty. That stuff is probably worth money.
Damn.
He's got a hobby. Mm-hmm. He's got a passion. He could be, you know, an alcoholic or a drug addict. Would she prefer that? I love that guys just immediately get to know him, date him based on his personality. Because she said he's a really great guy.
Yeah, probably so, has insurance.
Yes, I'm sure he does.
I'm just throwing it out there.
Now, Dalton said, is it a hobby? Is it a collector situation with some monetary gain at the end? Does he take them out and play with them? So what? Makes me think of the Big Bang Theory.
Uh-oh.
Let's not forget Leonard did bag Penny. So, hello.
So, which I'm still trying to figure out.
I have a woman's perspective coming up here in a little bit.
All right, we'll get to that. But again, 702-739-9636. Just a couple of more comments on that email that we got from the woman who thought she met the guys. They're still video chatting.
Yeah.
But she seems to be a little worried because every time she does, she tunes in and there's the guy watching cartoons. He's got figurines in the background, stuff like that. But from a different perspective.
Yeah. One of our listeners wrote in, and this is from Teresa. She said, I'm 22, female. Still love plushies and soft toys. I still have my childhood stuffed animal, a Beanie Baby Doberman dog called Dobie. I just graduated from college and I had to take him with me.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't find this odd at all. I think it's good to be able to take a break, get your mind off of things, especially now. Right. Now, another one of our listeners said, my husband collects Transformers and Hot Wheels. He's a big kid at heart, and I could not ask for a better husband. And Mike said, today's cartoons, animated movies, they're loaded with adult humor. So as long as he's not sucking his thumb, who cares?
Yeah, that's what you look out for next.
Yeah, is he sucking his thumb?
Is he pooping his pants or peeing his pants?
Yeah. He's okay there.
Do you have to change him? Oh, that's funny. That is too funny. Well, hopefully it works out. And they find love and everybody's happy.
For it, man.
It's Journey. Don't stop believing.
It's the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
That sounds wonderful.
On 96.3.
So suck on that.
KKLZ.
Who put those together? Suck on that. 8:06, Mike and Carla Morning Show, waking you up Monday morning. By the way, you can grab a $25 gift card to Above the Crust Pizza, Robo Pro Golf, or Salud Mexican Bistro and Tequileria during our fourth annual Mike and Carla's Project H2O over at Subaru of Las Vegas. If you want details, help us out. Go to 96.3KKLZ.com. Sunshine breezy today, high 106, 109 the high tomorrow.
It's
going to be a little toasty later in the week. Like 111, 112.
Oh, man, I got so much powder on. You cannot even imagine. I looked like Pig Pen walking out of here.
Powder up and hydrate.
Yes.
That's what we're going to be talking about all this week. And that's why the Salvation Army needs all this water.
They sure do. They really do.
As we collect cases of water over at Subaru of Las Vegas. 90 now, by the way.
Okay.
Hey, they revealed another piece of the virtual box, Mike and Carla's big box. Another chance to guess and win during the 96 Days of Summer coming up next half hour. Details on that in a minute. Here you go, another take on some entertainment news.
All right, are we ready?
Yeah.
It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Well, I don't know if it's true or not, but insiders and people very close to them say that Kim and Kanye are totally on the brink of a divorce. I wouldn't be surprised, but it's too bad because of everything that's going on. I'm sure the producers at E! Are just like, well, we have our season finale. This is great.
Yeah.
Because, yeah, that will make for a good show. Now, Kanye did apologize for, you know, spilling family secrets and some of his rants and things like that. It's just, it's a mess. It's a mess.
But, so he apologized.
Yeah.
But yet the family has a show on every day.
Yeah, but he
airing
said
airing their
things,
dirty laundry.
Yeah, but he said things that weren't out there.
Did he?
I mean, he was talking about the fact that, you know, Kim considered abortion, you know, not keeping a child.
Ooh, okay.
And stuff like that, which I don't know if it's true
that.
Or not.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's all, you know. The fact that Khloe didn't shave her legs one day, that's one thing.
Oh, okay.
But, you know.
I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
Whatever happened to the Church of Jesus?
Yeah, he's campaigning now, Marty, you can't be president and a pastor. You can't do that.
Just when I thought I was slow.
Oh,
catch
man.
Up.
Yeah, I know, right? I know. Come on. Put the Star Wars figurines away, Marty. No, you know I'm kidding. Listen, a couple of sports updates. Lou Williams, L.A. Clippers, cleared to leave that NBA bubble. He went to a funeral in Atlanta, and then he stopped at a strip club also, and now he has to miss several games and forfeit $150,000 in salary because he has to quarantine now. See, that's what happens. You gotta quarantine
Does
now,
Does he have
Lou.
The CV-19, though?
No, but he traveled. And he went places if you travel now, you're supposed to quarantine.
Okay. The bubble.
Yeah, yep, he left the bubble. This is a great story. You know, I should say, I might save this for the good news story. I'm going to hold on to that. And Dr. Fauci, he's been receiving threats, he and his family. So, you know, he said, he's so cool about everything. He said, back in the days of HIV, I was being criticized with hate mail. People were saying, oh, you're nothing but a gay lover. And why are you wasting time on all of that? He said, but it's very different now. First of all, I'm a doctor, he said, and that's what I do. He said, but people get really angry and they think I'm interfering with their life because I'm pushing a public health agenda. That I'm doing my job, he said.
Right.
So I get a lot of hate mail. I get a lot of threats against my family, my daughters. He said, really? Is this the United States of America? So I will leave you with that. Actually, if you'd like to know, it's Bugs Bunny's birthday today, too. 80 years old. 80 years old. He doesn't look a day over however old he was when he started.
Yeah.
He just does not at all.
Here you go, Morty.
What's up, Doc? It's a wabbit down there, and I'm trying to catch him.
What do you mean, a wabbit?
Wabbits. You know, with big, long ears.
Oh, like these?
Yeah, and a winter white fluffy tail.
Like this?
Yep. And he hops around and around.
Oh, like this?
Pardon me, but you know, you look just like a wabbit.
Yeah, you do.
I love Bugs Bunny still.
By the way, you just played a cartoon and we all laughed and agreed upon it.
Yes, Morty, I get it. We get the point you're trying to make. Just
but I don't have Bugs Bunny in my house.
I do. That was my tag brought to you by D.R.
Confidentially, I am a wabbit.
America's builder, D.R. Horton, equal housing opportunity builder.
A couple of hours ago when John had mentioned in his news the guy who had set a new world's record with a machete cutting open, splitting open watermelons on his buddy's head.
All right.
Here's another Guinness record set by Thai star Vellante.
Okay.
All right. It deals with Jenga. And
stripping?
Here's he.
Okay.
No.
Thai star Vellante.
Took him 2 hours. To set this record, here he is talking about it.
I'm Thai star Vellante, and I just broke the world record for most Jenga blocks stacked on one vertical Jenga block.
Okay, right now, I don't want to say anything about it because I feel excited that I broke the record. I still have done better than this. I still have gotten the 432. I haven't gotten to my goal yet. The tower stood for almost 9 minutes. We got my son to come in and knock it down.
Here they go.
Jeez. Wow, I don't know who I'd date first, Cartoon Boy or Jenga Boy. Wow.
Thank you.
Exactly.
So you walk into the apartment.
Wow.
Hey, what's this? Don't touch it. Don't touch it.
Don't touch my blocks.
I'm setting a new world's record. I'm trying to beat my other world's record of 353 stacked pieces.
Go into the Lego room. Stay out of here.
Gosh. But he set the record by stacking 485 Jenga blocks on top of one vertical Jenga piece.
Wow.
So there you go. And then he let his kid come in and knock it over.
All right. So. Okay. Well, at least he's okay with that. So
yes.
Wow. Okay.
He does have a sense of reality. Knock him over.
I'm having a hot flash.
Are you? I don't know. It's National Scotch Day, Bagpipe Day.
You're darn right it is.
And happy birthday to Bugs Bunny.
And he hops a wound and a wound.
Oh, like this?
Pardon me, but you know, you look just like a wabbit.
I am a wabbit!
Okay. See, we're just trying to cover everything being Monday.
Yes, we are!
Want to guess at what five items are in our box? 702-739-9636.
96.3 KKLZ presents the 96 Days of Summer. If you can correctly identify all five everyday items in Mike and Carla's big box, you'll win the grand prize package courtesy of Top Golf, the Westin Lake Las Vegas Resort, and a San Diego, California getaway.
It's time.
Carla, we have Kevin on the phone. We've talked to Kevin before, and he has been trying through this whole contest to guess all five items in our virtual box.
Okay.
So, Kevin, give it a shot. You know the drill. You know how to do it. To win that big prize of Phase 1 during the 96 Days of Summer, give us all five items in Mike and Carla's big box. Go.
A ribeye steak, a seashell, phone answering machine, a garbage can, and a face mask.
4 out of 5.
Okay, thank you.
You know what?
Happy birthday to Bugs.
Yes. Happy birthday,
thanks,
Bugs.
Thanks, Kevin.
You know what? Considering what's going on, that's a pretty good guess, a mask.
Yeah.
I'm surprised nobody's guessed that yet.
Yeah, me too, but you can cross that off the list.
Okay, well, thanks. I'll try again.
Wendy Rush will have your next chance to try in the 11 o'clock hour.
Excellent.
If you want to keep up, check out all the details. Tap the free KKLZ app on your smartphone or simply go to 96.3KKLZ.com.
It's Mike and Carla's Other News.
Sponsored by 1 Hour Air Conditioning and Heating. Give them a call today, 855-1-HOUR. That's 855-1-HOUR. Every once in a while, I like to pull an animal story. These are baboons at a safari park in England, Carla. They've been spotted with weapons. Jeez. Including screwdrivers, knives, and a chainsaw.
Okay.
It's not clear if they stole them from people's car or if tourists have left them behind. Kind of like a joke.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow. That's not good. We don't need that now. We don't need armed baboons.
Take your stinking paws off me, you damn dirty ape.
Yeah.
Jeez.
You're going to love this. I left a chainsaw behind.
Yeah. Oh, well, I'm not going in. I'm not getting it.
The baboons will love it.
Oh,
guy in Florida arrested last week for blocking a road by doing cartwheels.
Okay.
He managed to slip out of the cop's handcuffs. He tried to cartwheel away. The former cheerleader, I guess.
That's good for him.
They caught him and arrested him again.
I'm surprised they didn't just let him go. Just go ahead, dude. Nice job.
When's the last time you tried to do a cartwheel?
I tried not very long ago, and it's awful. I can't. I never could do one to begin with, and now I still can't. Even worse. It's worse.
It hurts. Yeah.
Oh, does it ever hurt? But that alone, try doing a somersault now.
Listen, I told you before, we bought Twister.
Oh, yeah.
For Ethan, our grandson.
Right.
And we tried to play that. One turn. I'll be the spinner.
I can still do those sort of things, but it's tucking and rolling that's real hard. Wow. Woo! A little tougher. We all think we're in good shape till you have to do a somersault.
Until you know you're not.
Help me. Little help. Ooh, wow. Listen, California police had to arrest Savannah Prophet. She stole an ambulance. She was actually being treated in the ambulance. And somebody, they kind of stepped out. She hopped in the front seat and took off. Don't know why, but she turned the lights, the siren off.
Well, you might as well if you're going to have a good time.
I don't know if she was under the influence of medication or if they gave her something, but they caught her because she just stopped in the middle of an intersection. It's like, well, that was easy. And this, I don't even know what to make of this. Researchers in Hungary, they created a new type of fish, and it was by mistake. I don't know how, but they did it by mistake. It's called, I'm not joking, it's called a sturdlefish. It's a paddlefish and a sturgeon, an American paddlefish and a Russian sturgeon. Aww. It's called a sturdlefish. So I don't know if that's going to show up on menus. I don't know, but I'll have the sturdlefish. If you could just saute it in a little lemon and butter.
How are you preparing that?
Yes, I know. Is it an almondine? I'll do the... Okay, no, okay, that's fine. Let me do a little capers on my sturdlefish, if you would. Thank you very much. It is Monday. Your other news.
Makes me feel good.
Good people makes me feel good.
It's Mike and Carla's feel-good story that we like to call...
Something good.
At the end of every show, a little bit of good news so you can kick your day off on a positive note. He's a Super Bowl champ, first practicing medical doctor to play in the NFL. Laurent Duvernay-Tardif, he's decided to not play. He's opting out this year due to the coronavirus pandemic, but not because he's afraid of that. He says, it's one of the most difficult decisions I've had to make in my life, but I must follow my convictions and do what I believe is right for me personally. 29 years old, he said, I've decided to take the opt out. And if I'm going to risk my health and all of that, I'd rather do it for patients. So he's going to be on the front line this offseason, treating patients and doing what they need. He said, there's a lot of stress on individuals right now in the healthcare system, and I can't allow myself to potentially transmit the virus in our communities simply to play the sport. So if I'm taking risks, I'm going to do it caring for patients.
Nice.
So, yeah. And he was set to earn almost $3 million this season.
Wow.
He will not. He'll get a little, like $150,000, I believe, because of some, you know, agreement with the union that a lot of the guys have, but he doesn't really care about that. So good for him. Good for him, man.
You know what?
Tough decision, no matter what.
And that's a personal decision.
Absolutely.
And if people give him grief, then shame on you.
Oh, yeah. I mean, he is a doctor. You know, he is a doctor. So, I mean, that's, you know, he's got a second job. Jeez, you know?
He's got that going on.
Yes.
So.
Yes.
Good for him. Anytime you have a feel-good story, submit it through the Mike and Carla Morning Show page at 96.3KKLZ.com or a local feel-good story, even better.
Yes.
Just dial us up in the morning. We want to hear your version. 702-739-9636. Getting ready to kick off the 96-Minute Morning Music Marathon. Sponsored by Harmony Homes. Take a virtual tour of your future home at harmonyhomes.com. That's harmonyhomes.com. Recapping the show. Well, Bagpipe Day today.
Yes, it is, Mike. It absolutely is Bagpipe Day. Let me see.
So many different versions of bagpipe songs.
Underneath here, if you like.
Some Journey bagpipe.
Yeah, right?
I like it. Talked about dating guys with figurines and stuff like that.
Yes, those action figures.
Yes.
Yeah.
Is that a red flag, or do you just say, you know what, he's a kid at heart, I kind of like it myself.
I can put up with this.
And the big announcement, we have a new addition to our family.
Yeah, you do.
Saturday night, my daughter Nicole gave birth to another grandson.
Very
and her
nice.
First child, 7 pounds, 1 ounce, 19 inches long, Michael Tuxford Walker.
Very nice. Congratulations.
Thank you.
A grandpa again.
Yes. Tuxford, her fiance's middle name,
yeah.
And his mom's maiden name,
mm-hmm.
which I hear is not unheard of in a lot of families.
No, I believe both of my nieces have a family name as
okay.
their middle name.
So, yeah. Michael yeah. Tuxford Walker,
mm-hmm.
yes. A new grandchild in the
Very
fold.
Very cool. Oh, yay. You guys will have so many, you'll have to draw names
so,
for the holidays.
Well, we
All
moved
right.
a couple of picture frames around
yeah.
and
there
squeezed that one up there. Otherwise, that about does it for us. So, otherwise, have a great day. Wendy Rush, she is up next. She'll have your next guest to figure out what's in our virtual big box in the 11 o'clock hour. Keep you company throughout the midday.
Cool.
This whole bagpipe thing.
It's the bagpipe thing. I know.
Yeah.
I know.
All right.
Turn it down.
Be careful. Be safe. Be kind to each other.
It's the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
The greatest way to start my day.
Set the tone for the day.
You missed the show today. Catch up now. Download the Mike and Carla Morning Show podcast, as well as showbiz news, interviews, and more at 96.3kklz.com or on the KKLZ app on iTunes or Google Play stores. The fun returns tomorrow morning at 5 a.m. on 96.3kklz.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.